What about different kinds of peas or beans?
I was fixing to say, now there's a different, there's bunch beans and running beans. And they are different kinds of peas. There's the white crowder pea, the purple hull pea, the big red pea. It's different varieties, and some are larger than the other. And there's the little lady pea, which is a little bitty thing there. Sometimes it's a little bit smaller than English peas.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around until it dries up and it gets much smaller, you say it's
a dried apple or a dried plum or...
And if it's a verb, that means it's going like this.
Oh, shrinking.
All right. Or
shrivel. Oh, that's right. It could be so.
Dried. Okay, and back to the beans, those that are not of the green bean variety and are a little larger, what do you call those?
Dried beans.
All right, and if they're bigger and flatter, and
they are
not pods, then you shell them out.
Shell beans.
All right, what about lima beans?
Lima beans is, you shell that. That's a butter bean.
Okay.
Or we refer to it as a butter bean. A lot of people call them lima beans.
Okay.
And they are different types of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the action? If you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, so you have to...
Shell.
And green beans and that variety.
You snap.
Okay. And what are the... what is the big vegetable? It comes in leafy heads.
Cabbage, lettuce.
And if you're talking about them, you say, I like these.
Heads of cabbage or heads of lettuce.
Or I don't like to raise too many.
Cabbage. Yes.
The tops of turnips, you cook them to make a mess of
turnip greens.
Okay, have you ever heard salad?
Turnip salad. Yes.
That's not salad.
Turnip salad, as we refer to it, is picked off before the turnips. You when it comes to little tender leaves early. Yeah, you just go out and pick it out, and then that's called turnip salad.
And it's really younger.
Really younger. Mm-hmm.
And you buy lettuce by the
head,
and you say, I have two
heads.
And you use that word to count the children, like in our family, there are that many heads of children. No.
Well, you might say, I have so many heads of children to feed at my house,
okay.
Or something.
Okay. Okay, what about if somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say, well, he really had a... blank of children.
Harem.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about passel? Have you ever heard that word used that way? Passel?
No, I never heard of
it. Do you know the word passel at all?
No.
It's just not a
name. No, just unreached. I've never heard of it.
That's what my grandfather would have said.
Is that
passel children, right?
I never heard of it.
And on an ear of corn, the outside of it is
a shuck.
And, when you have corn cooked on the cob, you call it boiled corn. Okay, do you use any other words for that? You pass it to them on the
cob? Have corn or...
Roasting.
What about roasting? Roasting is where you cook it on the grill or in the stove.
Okay. Were it roasting ears?
You're talking about roasting ears. That is, you have to get it, if you're going to boil it, you would call it roasting ears because it has to be younger.
Okay.
It has to be real tender.
Okay. Well, sweet corn?
Sweet corn. Or there are several varieties of sweet corn and the big type ear corn, what they used to call the